Succession number 20384, Reel 9.
Session number 448, Mr. Kenneth Chiajainen, Reel 9.
When the person is being caught, he will reveal who the Japanese is. Then after that, the Kempeita will go after the Japanese and they will be very severely dealt with. But in what way, we don't know.
Do you know of any of these Japanese who were... Did you know personally these Japanese were punished by the Kempeitai?
Well, I know that a few of them have been arrested by their own Kempeitai.
Did you see them after that?
No, I don't see them.
You mean they disappeared? Or...
Yeah, they disappeared.
Did many people, were there many people in this line?
Oh yes, black market going on all around Singapore Island.
Why did you think people were willing to take this risk?
Because better money making.
You mentioned that when you started, you decided to take up this because of a better alternative and more income.
That's right, more income, that's right.
How did you know about that before you started?
Well, actually, I'm influenced by some friends to go into freelance businessmen in black market. So I took a chance.
At that time, when you were influenced by your friends, did you know the consequences of
the thoughts? Yes, I know. And on the second thought, I was thinking I was a bachelor, just take things easy. If anything happens, it's just too bad.
What about your customers? Who were these people generally?
Tire shops, merchandise firms, hardware dealers, shipbuilding people. At that time, they don't actually mean they call boat building, boat.
What were the kind of things they usually need?
Nails, hacksaw, electric drills, pneumatic tools, general things in hardware.
So all these things were usually only available from the Japanese?
Yes,
themselves.
Only available from the Japanese.
Why didn't you deal with other goods instead?
Well, I deal in tires also. Then
goods.
I deal in provisions.
For provisions?
Building materials.
Mm-hmm. For provisions, where would you get them?
Well, sometimes it's available in the market. I get from one dealer and pass up to another dealer.
Did you have to get that from Japanese?
No. But we have to pay a very high price for black market. Because at that time, these people, they hoard all these things. Hoarding of things are very... hoarding of things going on every now and then. They won't release to the market until they get a very good price. And even they want to sell to you, they must know you well. Otherwise, they may be afraid that you are from the Secret Service.
So how did you persuade these people to sell you?
Well, their eyes are very sharp, no? Some way or other they know, no? Some way or other they know.
Did you usually know these people before?
Well, some I know them and some I don't know them. Then if they refuse to sell it to me, then I mention the name of the shop which I have been dealing with, and it happened that they know the name of the shop, then they contact then they contact the owner of the shop, and then when the other side confirmed, then he released. Even black marketing is a severe offense, you know.
So how would you know you could trust these people that you're buying from?
Oh yes, they are our regular customers, and they really need the things for their own business too, and they have got larger contacts.
But those dealers that you bought the provisions from, how did you know that you could trust them?
Oh, they are businessmen. They have to. They are businessmen. They want to earn their living.
How did you know how did they get this extra provisions?
That I don't know where they get it from. They will not reveal it to you, because they are afraid that if they reveal the secret to you, you may undercut them.
For such goods, how did you bargain for the price?
Well, say they say 8 cents. Then we counter bargain, say, can you give us cheaper? They say, all right, if you buy in bulk, we give you a discount. And normally, at that time, when we purchase things, we purchase in bulk, you know, in bulk. We don't buy one or two cans, a dozen, two dozen. We buy by the cases.
What kind of provisions did you deal with?
Tomato ketchup, Ovaltine, milk. Sometimes even rice. And general stores.
For provisions, who were normally your customers then?
Well, these are provision shops. Provision shops. Sometimes they are short of, say, tomato ketchup. And they don't know the sauce to get it. So they just give me a call. Then they say they want this tomato ketchup. Then I say, how much do you, how many cartons you want? We always deal in cartons, not in dozens, you know. So he say, if you can, you give me 5 cartons, 10 cartons. Then I told him, say a bottle is $2. So he asked, anything else? I say, no, take it or leave it. And they need this thing to supply in bulk also.
These provision owners intend supply to
sometimes the beautiful part, the beautiful part of it is that they sometimes supply to the army units to the canteen.
Did the Japanese ever ask where they get them?
No, they don't from? They don't.
How would these customers know you? Why would they buy from you instead of from some other people?
Because we usually give them much more cheaper. Say about 3 to 5% cheaper. You see, as a freelance salesman and a freelance businessman, you think a carton of tomato sauce or ketchup, you can make $10 out of it, well, prepared to release it. But big shops, no. They want a very good clear profit.
So for other goods like tires and nails and all that, how did you sell them?
No, we sell them by the tons.
Were your customers usually the same people, or did you have a lot of customers?
Well, once we deal an honest dealing with that customer, they will introduce through introduction.
Right from the beginning when you started, how did you get these first few customers?
Through friends, as what I told you, through the friend.
So did you and your friends have any conflicts when
No, no
all of you were
conflicts.
supplying to
No,
the same?
no, no conflicts. If I cannot get, I'll ask him to get it. So we work in coordination.
Were there any sort of code of ethics among this kind of businessmen?
Actually, there's no code of ethics. No code of ethics.
As far as I can remember, were there any incidents between two persons over the same customer or same deal?
No, no, no. We don't bypass any one of our friends. If you get a good deal, you carry on. If I get a good deal, I carry on.
Were there any
Then, excuse me, then if the shop doesn't get the deal through my friend, I will not go to him anymore. I will not go through my friend's shop to deal with that man. Because I don't want to undercut him, or I don't want to let him lose face, you see.
You mean that if your friend can't get a deal from the person,
yeah,
you
will
not
I will not
to
go
the
and touch
person?
Him. I will not go and see him. We have to work in very close coordination.
What about other people whom you did not know who were in the same line?
Well, normally, sooner or later we come to know them. Because we will keep on discussing, then this friend say, that fellow is also doing this, that fellow is also doing this. So it goes on, you see. So, and then once a while, we make appointment, we group together, we have some drinks, and have some meals. You know. So from there, we become acquaintance.
Who were the people who were usually involved in this type of business? I mean, what were their background like?
Well, their background is that they have been salesmen. That's why they can do this type of business. The most important thing must you must know people and you must have contacts.
Were they English educated or Chinese educated?
Both, like bilingual.
What about their age group?
At that time, the age group is 30 and above.
Any ladies dealing in such business?
Even there are ladies, but they are not that courageous as men.
Did all of you have your own zone of operations? That this is your area where you operated in, or did you, or were there any, you could move about freely?
We move about freely. La. And if we know that, A is a customer of B, and he is the regular customer of B, we will not go and deal with him. Unless the B will come and see us. Say, can you get a teacup for me? My client wants them. If you can, you just look around for me and you pass it on to me, I go and deal with it. You will get your commission. That's what we are doing like that, see, going on. We don't undercut other people, friends, customers, we don't.
So if you sell directly to the consumer, you would make a direct profit.
That's right.
But if someone else has asked
you, we get the commission.
Was there a fixed percentage, the commission?
Well, we make it flexible among ourselves. We make it very flexible.
Did all of you deal with the individual household members?
No, we don't.
So yours was more on the big scale?
On the big scale, in bulk. More on the big scale.
How profitable was your business? Could you give us some examples?
Certain things we may get as far as 1,000%, no? And minimum we get is about 300%.
But was this regular? I mean, did you have goods all the time to buy and sell?
Oh yes, because we have been going around for keeping touch with contacts all the time. That's very important. We cannot lose contacts. We have to be contacting all those people regularly. Sometimes bring them out for lunch, for dinner.
So there was no fixed time?
No, no fixed time.
What about the Japanese? Did you bring them out for meals as well?
Yes. Unless we know the person very well.
Who were the Japanese who usually went out with all of you?
Well, some of them are storekeepers, some of them are officers.
Would they speak
Yes, they speak English. But some of them speak Pidgin English. You are able to understand.
What were your impressions of these Japanese who did business with all of you?
Well, as far as business is concerned, they need money. They are very nice to you.
Were your customers afraid that those goods were stolen goods and that they could be found?
No,
by the Japanese?
The Japanese don't know to whom we sell to. They don't know.
Were there any identification marks on these goods to say that they belong to the Japanese authorities?
No, where there are markings, we just cut it off. When there's any marking on paper, we just cut it off. When there's cartoon, any marking, we just cut the marking away.
Did you know about the lower level of business, the individual consumers?
No, normally we supply to wholesalers.
At that time, was it very common for these household consumers to buy from black market?
Yes, they have to. They have to.
Did your own family members or yourself buy from the black market? And in terms of goods for your...
Normally, no lah. Normally, I can get. If I can't get, I get from my friends.
Did your friends or your neighbors approach you?
We never give to neighbors. I mean, if we supply to neighbors, there's endless supply.
So, did a lot of people know that you were in this business?
Well, they know that... I'm in this business, but I don't tell them actually what I'm dealing with. Especially, I try to avoid telling them that I'm not dealing in provisions. Otherwise, there's endless requests and obligations.
If you refuse to sell them, would there any troubles, problems from these people?
No, we just tell them that we don't deal in such things. Just tell them that we don't deal in such things. Even we dealt in it, we don't tell them.
Did you know what were the attitudes of these people towards this kind of business?
Oh yes, we must be very, very careful. We must keep our eyes open every now and then.
Why?
Because that's what I tell you, that there are spies all around, you see. One information goes means that's the end of it. So we must be very, very careful.
But those were spies for the Japanese. What about other people? You know, how did they treat all of you?
Well, we are normally very friendly with them. Once in a while, we just... have any surplus, we just pass it on to them. Then when they ask where you get it, through a friend, that's all.
At that time, did you know whether these people were angry with the people for selling the prices? Especially in black market? putting the prices so
they,
high up.
They only get angry all these consumers. They get angry with these dealers, dealers.
Those that debt directly with the household?
Yeah, with the household goods and the sundry shops. So.
Did you know what was the difference between buying from the black market and buying from the ordinary markets or shop businesses?
Well, if under ration, say a tin of milk costs $2, and the demand is more than the supply, so they got no choice, they have to buy black market, and black market will cost $10 a tin of milk. The difference is there, very great difference.
Did the Japanese ever go around to check why were there such a short supply?
Well, they have to keep a record, you know, what is out. They have got a logbook, they keep a record, you know.
So did they check on this?
Oh yes, they
retailers?
Check, but they never catch them. They never catch them.
Do you remember whether there were any complaints against the retailers or the black marketeers from the local people?
Yes, there are complaints, but they go and check, you know. And they could not find any trace of it.
So how did this job help your family in terms of their income and the standard of living?
Well, we live just a dupe. Everything we want, we can get. Everything we want, we can get.
Including foodstuff?
Yes.
What about things like clothing? Was it easy to...
Clothing, yes, yes. Still we can get.
So, what do you think of this line after you have been in it?
Well, it's good, you know. That money making is so simple. So simple. But you must have the courage, you know. But you must have the courage and you don't fear of anything. If you start to fear, you won't do anything. You end in nowhere.
So did you normally take the cash or did you exchange it for other goods for your family?
Well, I take in cash, then I buy what is necessary for the family.
Do you keep those? Did you keep those cash in the bank or?
No. Never keep in the bank. We keep in gunny sacks.
You mentioned that sometimes you did get, you rent a place from the kampung people.
Yeah.
What kind of place?
Attap houses. Zinc plank houses. With dwarf walls.
These houses belong to the...
Kampung people.
Were they Chinese or Malays? Or?
Chinese. We don't deal with Malays. They are dangerous people at that time.
Why did all of you think so at that time?
Well, actually, especially at Geylang side, you know, a lot of Chinese being harmed by these Malays. Sometimes give false accusations.
How did you know about that?
Well, I've got people living around there.
Did you know of it personally? I mean, did you witness any of that?
Well, I don't witness, but I don't think those people staying around there can be wrong.
The black market, those people who were in this line, were they usually Chinese or...
Chinese.
Was there a mixture?
Yeah, usually. Majority are Chinese. They have got Indians, they have got Eurasians also. But majority Chinese.
While you were in this line, were there any pleasant or unpleasant incidents that happened to you?
Never. Never.
Any Japanese that you have come into contact which you can still remember, your impressions of them?
Well, they are two or three. They are very nice to me. They are very nice to me.
Even though they knew that you were in this line?
Yes, yes.
So they did not?
No, they did not harm me. They are more the educated type, you see, and they understand things.
Did they know about their own authorities?
Yes. Yes, they know. They always tell me that those people are from proper Japan. From proper Japan. They are very nice people. They understand things. But not those in the countryside area. They are hooligans and ruffians. They are mostly farmers. Labourer type again.
How long did you stay in this business?
Until Singapore fell.
During the later part, could you manage to get these goods as easily as earlier?
Yes. Yes.
There was no short supply.
No short supply. Actually, there's no short supply of goods in the market, you know. Only thing people are hoarding them up. That's what I tell you, that a tin of milk costs $2. In the black market, it costs $10. So whenever the supplies they get from the army or from the government, they will more or less give out 30% and hoard up 70%.
So there were a lot of Japanese involved in this?
Yes, a lot. See, at that time, there is also fear in me doing this black market business. And my mind be very, very watchful at the same time, and I cannot ill-feel people or hurt people's feeling, and have to be very nice with them. And we have to oblige them in case they need a thing. We must somehow or other try to get it for them and help them.